Chapter 8. Selective Subjection. I don't have to obey you. Some children have a very irritating habit, selective subjection. Have you ever tried to correct a child only to be impudently told, "You are not my mother. You can't tell me what to do." Most likely, the mother can't tell him what to do either. That response tells you that even when the child is obedient to his parents, down inside he is totally rebellious. He is not under any authority other than his own. If the child perceived some devious intent on the part of the adult and was resisting abduction or something akin to it, such boldness would be in order. But don't delude yourself into being proud of your child's actions as if they were loyalty or caution. It is rebellion, which is as the sin of witchcraft. 1 Samuel 15:23. Even when rebuked by another child, a properly trained child will see the rule of law behind the rebuke and come under subjection. There is by nature in every child an innate awareness of his duty to conform to the common law of love and benevolence. This unwritten code is expressed when one small child says to another, "You ought not do that." The conscience that is not yet seared is constantly appealing for conformity to this inborn standard. When a child rebels against the just rebukes of his peers, he is not only rebelling against his peers, but against the rule of law in general. The child need not be conscious of this rule of law. Most adults aren't, but it shadows everyone. For example, a child may not know what the word rebellion means, yet he will function exactly as an adult functions when in a state of rebellion. The child is violating his own conscience. He is suffering guilt. He is building a barrier of pride, self-love, and will become self-loathing. A child encouraged or permitted to continue thus is designed to moral destruction, and unchecked will earn eternal judgment. The older sister. My two youngest daughters, when 9 and 11 years old, were entertaining some children we were keeping. A 2-year-old girl picked up an item that was off limits. Her older sister, 14, told her she couldn't play with it and proceeded to take it away. The child threw a screaming fit. That was her normal approach in paying back her parents. They considered her behavior normal. My 9-year-old, amazed at this bizarre behavior, came and told her mother. Upon investigating, Deb found the little girl was mad at her big sister. The younger girl felt that her older sister should have no jurisdiction over her behavior. The 14-year-old admitted she was not allowed to discipline her little sister. My wife immediately set up a training session. She took the forbidden object and placed it back on the floor in front of the child. But that is tempting the child, you say. Did not God do the same for Adam and Eve? The child immediately stopped crying and in triumph looked at her sister and reached for the object. Deb said, "No, you can't have that." When the child grabbed it anyway, Deb, saying no, spat at her hand with a little switch. She left the object within inches of the girl's grasp. Since the object was not out of reach, the child assumed it was still within limits. When she again reached, Deb gave her a spat and a calm command. After one or two more times, the child learned her lesson. Deb then handed the object to the older sister and told her to place it in front of the child and tell her no. As the 14-year-old laid the object close to the girl, she reached out, only to jerk her hand back when told no. The forbidden object was then left on the floor in the middle of the playroom. The little girl played around it the rest of the afternoon without touching it. The little girl, who had previously made everyone miserable by her demands, was cheerful and congenial until time to leave, and she had learned to respect the authority of her older sister. Keeping rebellion alive. To allow your child a time of rebellion and self-will, whether it is around your spouse, grandparents, older brothers or sisters, the babysitter, or his peers, is to allow rebellion and self-will to stay alive. The seeds of rebellion will always be there to come to fruition when the external pressures are lessened. You may be controlling their outward actions, but you are not building character. In a family submitted to the light of God, children will be so surrendered to the unspoken principle of right conduct that they will readily give and receive rebuke from one another. In the church, we are all accountable to one another. It should be so in the home. Furthermore, the older children will be more responsible when given responsibility over the younger children. And what a load it takes off the mother. Though older children are placed in charge of the younger ones,